ton of names. Erica.
Anyways, we have to go now. But
bye, guys.
This was fun. See you next semester. Maybe see you in a few weeks if we do the summer show. So,
I mean, yeah, I'm down for that. If you want.
Sun's out, buns out, WMFO out.
Okay, bye, guys. Words. Everybody, this is Ilsia with Keep Going. It's 10:04 currently, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Let's go. And I have a special guest with me today. Yee! She's back. Do you want to introduce yourself?
It's me, Carmen.
Hey.
And I brought M&Ms. Ilsia's M&Ms, actually. My special guest.
Yeah. We are keeping going. We keep going.
We keep going.
We keep going today. Today is a very interesting day. So I feel like I should preface this because it's been interesting. Let's put it that way. I'm still logging on this first song, but Yeah, we're just gonna play some music, play some tunes. Again, no rhyme and reason to them. Just fun.
Yes, it's gonna be like a bag of M&Ms, you know. It's gonna be a lot of different genres, a lot of different colors.
Yeah. Flavors. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite M&Ms?
My favorite M&M?
Like
the color?
Well, you could do color, or you know how they're like different.
Personality-wise?
Ooh, wait, I forgot about that. Well, also like...
I like the yellow M&M. I feel like the yellow M&M right now.
Okay. Well, I meant more on like, you know, peanut oh. M&Ms. Like, they do like Easter peanut butter jelly M&Ms. Yeah.
I feel like mini M&Ms because they're like a little surprise. And I like the little containers they come in too. Have you had those?
I don't think I've had those. I'm going to have to Google the picture. Interesting.
What about you?
That's a great question. Probably peanut. I like a little, like, it's fun. A little crunch in there. Mm-hmm. Like, you get the shell crunch and then the inside crunch as well.
A surprise!
Yeah, mm-hmm. Very fun. I logged the first song in, so shall we play one?
Let's do it.
It is Moi Lolita by Alize, I think. So we're gonna start with some French songs.
Oh la la.
Today.
That rhymed.
Oh,
J'aime beaucoup ce que tu proposes, Armin.
C'est que du sport. C'est que du sport.
Dévale en enfer. Remonte à pied. Décalage horaire. T'es mort hier. Cherche-le, seille. Sois triste, au moins sois payé. Serre, mère. L'amour, toi l'ensoleillé. Pas être meilleur. Toi-même, faut déjà essayer. Rêve d'ailleurs. Si la ville ne te sait. T'es trop dans ta tête. Tu auras soulagé. T'es bien si elle t'aime. Mais apprends à t'aimer. Lâche-toi dans la fête. Sans culpabiliser tes mains. C'est comme si ou comme ça. Comme si ou comme ça. Accepte comme si ou comme ça. C'est comme si ou comme ça. C'est mieux comme ça. C'est comme si ou comme ça. C'est mieux comme ça. C'est comme si ou comme ça. C'est mieux comme ça. C'est comme si ou comme ça. C'est mieux comme ça. C'est comme si ou comme ça. C'est mieux comme ça. C'est comme si ou comme ça. C'est mieux comme ça. C'est comme si ou comme ça. C'est mieux comme ça. C'est comme si ou comme ça. C'est mieux comme ça.
Man space my place pour le faire simple. Yeah. Je me fais rare comme un persan. Nique sa mère, je vais faire sans. Fleurs dans ma tête, genre dans persan. J'ai bonne mine à Tenerife. Je dépense dans la fête comme si t'étais riche. De la colle sur mes plaies après la suture, elles me serviront de pansement. Bounce, baby girl, bounce, je t'ai dit. Je sais pas quand on se reverra, tu sais que j'ai pas de silly. Mat, silly, plan de man, silly. À Paname, c'est des filles de j'ai le cœur à ma silly. Je peux que me livrer dans le silly. Le gueux a une putain de feeling. Montez dans Paris Saint, s'il y sent que c'est l'heure de se perdre. Loris et Tur sont pétés, c'est le signe.
Cherche-le, Zaya. Sois triste, au moins sois payé. Serre, mère. L'amour, toi l'ensoleillé. Pas être meilleur. Toi-même, faut déjà essayer. Rêve d'ailleurs. Si la vie est tout saillé.
That was our second French song of the night, and that was C'est mieux comme c'est by Fio.
Oui,
English,
oui.
English band name. Thank you. That was easy for me to pronounce. Yeah, when I'm in a studio by myself, I just kind of like talk about whatever comes to my mind. So I feel like when I'm with someone, I have to prep a little more, but I didn't.
You don't have to prep around me, it's fine.
But I found I had a question from the last show we did with two of my friends, missing Leah, but love her. Of like, did you have an imaginary friend as a child? So did you?
I'm trying to remember. Like, I had a lot of stuffed animals with big personalities, but I don't think I had like an imaginary friend that wasn't attached to an animal I had. What yeah. about you?
I definitely had an imaginary friend.
Yeah.
And now I'm thinking about it and I wonder if it's because like I grew up as a single child.
Mm-hmm.
And like sometimes I was like, I would admit, like I really wanted to have a sibling. So I'd be like, yes, this is my imaginary friend. No, like I kid you not. Like I would, like my mom would be like, oh, can I like take your hand? She's like, no. And I was like, no, I'm holding my imaginary friend's hand. Like, they're going to get lost if I let them go.
Oh, and they like, were sorry. Human?
Yeah.
Oh, so it is like an imaginary sibling.
I can't remember if it was like boy or girl. But yeah, I think it was like an imaginary sibling. Not for long. I feel like I was like six probably. No, maybe five. I don't know. But yeah, I definitely tried to have an imaginary friend.
That's crazy.
Oh. Wow, do not disturb my computer. So sorry about that, everybody. Whoopsies.
That's your imaginary friend texting you.
I think,
don't you forget.
I think
about
there's
me.
A problem if my imaginary friends start texting me in real life.
You got real friends now.
Now so. I have real friends. I don't need imaginary, but yeah. No. So maybe you didn't have a need. Do you remember like a specific animal that had like the best, like the standout personality?
The standout. Honestly, like my sisters were more memorable than mine. I don't know why. I had Celia was like my first stuffed animal, I think. And he was like a little Arctic seal.
Aww.
A cutie. But then yeah, I was like into the web games too. Like I played Webkinz or like Build-A-Bears, so they were in the virtual space too.
Wow. Yeah. So early.
I know.
Look at the digital age. We growing up in the digital age.
I know.
Wow.
It's
side
crazy.
By side.
And you?
The digital age or
toys. The imaginary friend.
Imaginary friend. I don't remember. That's the thing. I don't remember their name. I can't quite remember if it was like a boy or a girl. I imagine a girl because I'd relate more.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just remember I was very protective. I'd be like, mostly with my mom, because my mom was like, what's going on? She's like, this, don't you see my imaginary friend? She's like, no.
Obviously.
Obviously, she's sitting right here. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't sit there. She's like, okay, sorry. My bad. Yeah, I don't know.
They're in the studio today.
Yeah, right there. We have like
mic
an empty
three.
Chair. Mic three. Well, maybe mic two. Who knows? Maybe
they choose
mic two. Anyway, maybe we'll let them speak later.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on, we have Bad Things by Kaylin Russo. So we shall talk to you soon.
I said, saddle up, cowboy. I wanna
felt the earth beneath my feet. Sat by the river and it made me complete. Oh, simple thing, where have you gone? I'm getting old and I need something to rely on. So tell me when you're gonna let me in. Somewhere to begin.
Thank you.
All right. We just heard A Cold New York Morning by Chris Staples. And before that, we listened to Somewhere Only We Know by Kian. Yes?
I think so.
I thought I didn't know the song. And then we were listening to it. And I was like, I definitely know the song, actually.
A classic yearning song.
Yeah. Carmen didn't want to play a lot of the songs that she added
today. They're all so random. We have a very random batch.
But I feel like that's what I say in my show all the time. Like, there's no rhyme or reason to the songs that I add.
That's right. As long as it keeps you going.
As long as it keeps you going, but you know us.
We need sound effects. Where's the air horn?
Maybe I'll work on it during next songs. You can say, I think I can pull stuff up on the computer and like play it from here.
We'll have a sound effect next time.
Yeah, for sure. I believe in my abilities.
Or we'll make the sound effects.
Oh. Yeah, absolutely. Wait, okay, we're talking about like the questions we should talk about. I think I'm gonna go with the art supply for now.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm just scrolling through my notes up, and for some reason I have some, like, very random questions in there that are kind of good.
Lucia thinks all of her questions are good.
Yeah, but
great even.
When I get asked my own question, I say, that's a great question. But basically, if you could be an art supply, which one would you be?
I think travel-size watercolor kit, because I'm small, and I'd be going places, and I'm... No, I got a vibrant punch, and then the water is like crying.
We're okay.
Preface. We're good.
They can be tears of joy.
Tears of joy only when I listen to this radio show.
Oh, wow, yeah. So sweet.
What about you?
Did I end up coming up with one?
No, you didn't.
Oh, I didn't.
Come up with it on the air.
I have to come up real fast. Carmen was saying that. My advantage is that I work at an art store. I don't think that's an advantage. Now I know too many things, and it's like too hard to choose from. I feel like I'd be something colorful. Would I be like a pencil or something? The only thing I can think of is the oil pastel. The basic Sennelier oil pastel that's like super soft. You can crush it like butter. I'll be like, I don't know, like lilac or whatever that color
is
called.
A good
periwinkle.
Ooh.
Periwinkle. Yeah.
You're going specific color, my goodness.
I'm trying.
You could be a set of
pastels. Actually, you know what I would be? Those pencils, colored pencils where the lead is like multiple colors at once.
Ooh.
So you're trying to like turn the pencil to get the color you want. I would be that. Like very inconvenient, but yeah.
You're inconvenient.
Just for myself, yeah.
I don't know.
I just feel like
Those are fun, though.
The multiplicity. It's fun, but inconvenient.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What does that tell about me? I don't know. Anyway, moving on. Do you want to introduce the next song?
Oh, yes. My next song is Stoobity Doobity by a bunch of people. Bravo, Bravissimo, John Pierre, and Oprah.
All right. Enjoy the masterpiece.
Mm-hmm.
A volte mi dimentico come fare a cantare per la Wings che mi piace. Sullo stesso pianerottolo ci abita sassofonista che portava a casa le fidanzate dei suoi amici che studiano classica. Adesso so come si fa a swaggare se ascolto la musica jazz. È colpa del mio vicino di casa, lui ascolta la musica jazz e così mi ha mostrato la strada. Basta fare della scelta, ogni nota suona buona, ogni donna la sua linea tonda, non pensarci troppo, grazie mille per i consigli, ascolto la musica jazz, è
colpa del mio vicino di casa. Lui ascolta la musica jazz e così mi ha mostrato la strada. Basta fare. Stupidi dubbi di chi dubita troppo. Stupidi dubbi di chi dubita troppo. Stupidi dubbi di chi dubita troppo.
Cause ignorance is bliss.
All right. That was Doses and Mimosas by Cherub. And because we're at 10:40, it's time for a little PSA. And Carmen helped me pick one out, but I still have to read it today. So this is ladder safety PSA. There is something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let the do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. I actually have to climb the ladder like every time I'm at my job. And I don't think I did the ladder training, but
there's a ladder back there?
Yeah. I work at the art store, as I said before. And
what do you need a ladder for? You just need like a little stepping stool, all don't of you? The,
no, I have to, I'm short. we have shelves from floor to the ceiling. And yeah, I have to climb up to get the stretcher bars specifically and some papers.
Wow.
Carmen went.
I picked such a relevant one.
Oh.
Huh?
Huh?
Huh? Oh, it's down. That is my favorite meme. Huh, cat is how I approach every single day of my life. Huh? What's going on?
I love it. Yeah, I'll play with some more. I don't know. It's hard to tell, like, there's just so many names, and I don't always understand, like, what is a meow one?
Meow.
What's... Oh, yeah.
See, I'm also your sound effect board. Like, do you need the computer?
Oh, yeah, wait. Apple Pay sound.
Ka-ching!
Okay, close enough.
Ba-boing!
This became the competition of...
Am I better than AI?
This is not AI.
Am I better than the sound Unless effects on your computer?
Oh, see, that's an interesting question. AI
Great
music.
Question. Oh, AI music. Guys, I've accidentally listened to so much AI music. It's terrible. It's terrible.
It's hard to escape.
Yeah, how are you supposed to tell? I was listening to this artist. I was like, wow, this is a really good song. And then I went to see her other songs, and they all had the exact same background track. I was like, what? Is this AI?
Yeah. And we listened. And I think my issue is, like, why is AI trying to disguise itself as a human? Just tell me it's AI.
I know.
I think I'd feel better about it if it just, like, straight up was like, yes, I'm an AI artist.
Yeah, be upfront about it.
Unless people would boycott it. But I feel like, no, people would still listen to it.
Yeah. Then the question is, can it be better than human-made music?
I don't think it can
be. We were talking
be
about Sigma Boys today.
Oh, that wasn't. Yeah, that's true. Oh, no.
That was worse than the AI song I was listening
yeah,
to.
Yeah, that song will not be played, but yeah, it's a song sang by these two Russian, like, 13-year-olds that somehow became a meme, but I didn't know it became an international meme within, like, children, like, middle school community. So I was educating Carmen on the
yep,
Sigma
I'm
Boy.
Cultured.
And then we're trying to figure out if, like, it's just, yeah, it sounds like what it is. It just sings Sigma Boy multiple times in the chorus. So it is made by a human, but, like, how much better or worse is it than the AI music that actually sounded kind of nice?
Yeah.
And had better lyrics, objectively.
Well, objectively.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
What is this world?
I guess it's we'll scary. Never know.
Guess we'll never know. Oh, I should have found a sound effect, but I didn't. Sorry, next time.
Bow, 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 bow.
Bone crack.
Ooh! Not while I'm here.
Oh, sorry. Oh. Anyway, my bad. I was, wow. Bow, 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 bow. Something else. We're going to move on to something very energizing. And that is Womanizer by Britney Spears, actually.
Womanizer.
Yay!
We'll be right back.
happen. You can play brand new to all the other chicks out here, but I know what you are. What you are, baby. Look at you, getting more than just a re-up. Baby, you got all the puppets with the strings up. Faking like a good one, but I call them like I see them. I know what you are. What you are, baby. Womanizer, woman, womanizer. Swagger of a champion, too bad for you. You just can't find the right companion. I guess when you have one too many makes it hard. It could be easy who you are. That's just who you are, baby. Lollipop, must mistake me, you're the sucker. To think that I will be a victim, not another. Say it, play it how you want it, but no way I'm never gonna fall for you. Never you, baby.
goodness. Having some technical difficulties today. Yeah, but our time is almost coming to an end. Can't speak today. I'm so sorry. So I think it's time for us to share what keeps us going. Yay.
Yay! Right now what's keeping me going is a nice good 8 hours of sleep awaiting me in the distance. That's gonna be mine. A comfy, cozy sleep. Did I steal yours?
Yeah, you know what you know what needs 8 hours of cozy sleep?
10.
Nine.
Okay.
Nine.
Just you had to one up me.
Yes.
I wanted to steal yours.
I will be sleeping for 9 hours tonight.
I had a feeling that's what yours was going to be.
Well, yeah. After you pull an almost all-nighter, that's just what you have to do. Should I do that? Let's do this.
Oh. Boom.
Very funny. What?
It's just a goofy laugh.
I know. It's sitcom laugh. These are so silly. I feel like I need to test them out, like,
Before we're
just in
air.
Case, because some of these names, I'm not sure what's gonna come after.
What
means like The Rock or Goofy Grandpa?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know about these. So I don't know. Maybe if I find one more funny one, I don't know. Do you have any other fun thoughts to share or anything to share?
Sound
with
effects
the world?
Keep me going.
Sound effects are pretty cool.
Yeah.
Applause for that. Wait.
You could just tap them.
That's just one person.
A little applause.
Applause is like so many people.
A little,
you know?
Kablammo.
Whoa.
Some good ones.
That's some good ones.
Little Mimomo.
You have already good sound effects. You honestly don't need a soundboard. You're right.
Exactly.
Like, I don't have that in me. I don't have that skill. I should practice it more.
You got it.
I will.
This is step one.
The radio show?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I first play the sounds and then I'm going to try to mimic
learn
them. And then I learn them.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, exactly. Our last song, should we spoil it or should we not?
Well, we already kind of spoiled it.
Yeah, I guess we spoiled it. But I didn't know there's a movie about Michael Jackson coming out.
Yeah. He. See, he's the king of sound effects.
So true. Is it this Friday?
King.
Like this week?
I thought it was already out.
Oh,
gonna
are you
going to
see it?
Probably.
Yeah. What is this? What genre is it? Like
Michael Jackson.
Is it like same genre as a bunch of those? I know there was like Rocket Man.
Yeah. Or like Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, yeah. I really like those actually. Those are fun.
You should watch it.
Just watch Michael, I guess. And maybe you guys as well, if you feel the desire to do so.
You're invited to come watch with us.
Yes, come to the theater that we go to. I don't know which one we would go, but we'll figure it out.
TBD.
We'll send you the vibes
TBD.
Over there.
Mm-hmm.
Also, not sure if this is my last show. I might try to sub, but if it is my last show, it was a pleasure of keeping everybody going and myself as well this whole academic year.
That's right.
Thank you for tuning in.
Your show keeps us going.
Aww.
You're the real motivator.
No, you guys keep me going. Everybody keeps me going. It's fun to share this. A little cliche, but fun.
No.
Nevertheless. Anyway, one last time I shall remind you that you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and we're going to close out the hour with Bad by Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Jump on, get on me.